In this segment, we're going to talk about toys. Being a dad now, my eyes have been opened to the world of kids' toys for the first time since I was a kid.
Anything good?
Well, I can tell you a lot has changed in 50 years, and a lot hasn't changed in 50 years. But there's no doubt that we are ramping up the idiocracy. So we're going to get to popular toys here in just a moment, but first, a story from our recent trip to Connecticut. So we had a hotel room. This was 2 or 3 weeks ago. This was the same trip where we had the lavatory incident from hell. So we're in the hotel room, and I'm trying to find cartoons for our 2-year-old daughter. Because at home, you can just stream whatever you want, whatever she likes, whether it's Princess Power or Paw Patrol, whatever it happens to be, we can stream it in 1 second. There, it's for her. But when you're in a hotel, they didn't have that capability. They just had cable. And so there were only 2 networks, Cartoon Network and Nickelodeon.
Okay.
And I went to Cartoon Network, and it was something like South Park. So I went.
She's probably not ready for that.
So I went to Nickelodeon, and it was some superhero cartoon. Well, it also has commercials. When we're streaming cartoons for at home, never any commercials. But here, because it was a network, we had commercials. So she's sitting there on the couch watching this cartoon, and I'm walking around the room, and I hear something, and I think to myself, did I just hear that? On a commercial, there's no way I just heard that. And I scramble over to the TV, and the commercial's just ending. And I'm like, there's no way I just heard that. And I look at the remote to see if I could rewind, because I just couldn't believe what I had just heard. And I couldn't. It didn't have that capability. So then I get on my phone, and I type this product in, this toy in, and sure enough, it exists. And I just sit there laughing, and I can't believe where we are today. So this is the commercial that I heard, and that my daughter, my 2-year-old daughter, is sitting there watching during a commercial break on Nickelodeon during some superhero commercial.
It's the latest in fart technology. Illumination's Despicable Me 4 Ultimate Fart Blaster. With real fart rings. You can see and smell. Watch it light up and let fly with fart rings over 6 feet. There's over 15 sounds, and you can choose from stinky or banana smell. The new Ultimate Fart Blaster. Batteries not included.
The new one. Oh, this is the new one.
My gosh.
Can you believe that?
On the heels of Doo-Doo Kangaroo, now we have the Fart Blaster.
Fart Blaster.
The Minions Despicable Me Ultimate Fart Blaster.
That makes it even funnier, the fact that the Minions are involved in it. That's great.
Can you believe we have that? It's a gun. This light blue gun.
And you just shoot it at your mom?
That, yeah. I guess so.
So we're combining that with it, too. The fact that it's a gun.
Yes.
Yeah, blaster.
And it that says, blast. On the box, it says the ultimate fart blaster shoots real fart rings.
Real?
Real. And yeah, in the commercial, you'll see it's got these puffs of smoke, these rings that it shoots out.
Oh, my gosh.
And I want to listen to that commercial again, because listen to all the background fart noises. You think you hear a lot of fart drops on the ticket. How many did they pack into this 30-second commercial?
30.
And then the part about it, the different smells, and it's just, this is, if we've not gotten to the idiocracy yet, we got there when this commercial first aired.
It's the latest in fart technology. Illumination's Despicable Me 4 Ultimate Fart Blaster. With real fart rings. You can see and smell. Watch it light up and let fly with fart rings over 6 feet. There's over 15 sounds, and you can choose from stinky or banana smell. The new Ultimate Fart Blaster.
Batteries not included.
Is that not the most unbelievable thing you've ever
heard?
That
is amazing. I can see why the first time you're... They just say fart like 12 times in a commercial.
Fart technology.
Technology.
What is that?
Now, right, is this...
We're pretty much done here on Earth. We
that's
really
called
are.
The fart blaster. Is that different than the fart and fire toy blaster? Because I've got another one here on Amazon.
I saw
that's also Minions related.
I think there's
different
similar.
Versions of that called the fart and fire and the fart and laughs blaster. And then there's something called the tiny toot small fart firing blaster toy.
I mean, kids think farts are hilarious, so I understand the
was
toy
she laughing?
World.
George over here.
She wasn't, yeah, kids and adults think farts are hilarious. No, she wasn't. I think she was more puzzled by the commercial.
What is this?
She does laugh at farts. There's no doubt about it, but she was more puzzled by the commercial.
Well, I counted unofficially 14 farts and 7 mentions of the word.
In the description on Amazon for this fart blaster gun, it says blasts out real, all caps, real fog fart rings that float up to 6 feet. And it says the ultimate fart blaster plays over 15 different sounds. Children won't want to stop until they've heard all the different fart sounds.
Well, yeah, you got to hear all of them.
And then it says the ultimate fart blaster actually emits scents for kids to get a whiff.
Okay.
Get a whiff.
Where are we?
We're at the end.
Where are we going with all this?
This is the very end. We've given up. We're giving our kids fart blasters. we're putting them on the Cartoon Network or Nickelodeon. We're aiming at 5-year-olds.
Oh, just the word fart. In 1980, if there had been a commercial for a toy and they used the word fart, can you imagine the outrage?
Oh, my gosh. FCC fines. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way you could run that commercial back then.
Has 2 modes of play, 20-plus trigger-activated fart sounds, or custom-made fart.
Custom-made?
Yeah. Emits a mist for extra juicy, funny effect. Fun trombone chamber lets you create quick, short burst, or drawn-out loud fart.
Okay.
Whoever, for ages 4 and up.
Yeah. Who's ever with this company in development, how hard did they laugh developing some of this stuff?
Oh, my God.
The trombone chamber.
Dude, and there's all sorts of different ones of these. They have different versions of it. The Rise of Gru Fart Blaster is one of them. This is unbelievable.
Maybe some of our P1s who have 5-year-old boys knew about these products, but did you guys have any idea?
No, never heard of it. I mean, I just thought we were still in the, you know, just the whoopee cushion.
Yeah, I'm looking at the packaging. It says,
Fart Blaster.
Yes, actually works.
Yes.
Big letters up under it.
Fart Blaster.
Okay. So is it appropriate to buy this for your young daughter? She thinks they're funny.
Man.
Her mom's never going to go for that.
It's really more a toy for a boy, isn't it, than a girl?
No, but as I always told the boys, we don't need this line of humor around mom.
Why?
Because that's just crossing the fields. You don't
what do you mean?
Do
what
that.
Are the fields?
It just is. You know. You don't talk about farts around girls.
I'm preparing another future segment here on this show called Confessions of a Random Farter.
Mm.
And a few have slipped out in front of our daughter, and she just cracks up. She thinks it's the funniest thing.
It's guaranteed comedy.
It's guaranteed comedy.
And that's why this company's pretty much genius. This thing's going to destroy. I bet just with that one commercial alone, and now that we've run it here on the ticket twice, I bet orders are just, they can't keep up.
By the way,
in this country,
You can get them for $24 right now on Amazon. That's how much the ultimate fart blaster costs. $24 for hours of fun.
The ultimate. We just skipped right ahead to the ultimate. Yeah. We didn't make an intermediate one.
No, this is not.
We just went ahead and went for the ultimate.
Level right. One. This is ultimate.
And if the sound and the smell weren't enough, this ultimate fart blaster also lights up.
Lights yeah, up. Hey, we got to get some lights on it. Okay, yeah.
And mists.
Oh, gosh.
Mm. Yeah, and if the kid sets it on stinky, the rest of the people in the house are going to be tired of that after a while,
yes.
Aren't they?
Yes.
We have guests coming over. Danny, can you stop?
You got to really hide that toy before the guests come
yeah.
over.
Yeah. What's my favorite toy? I want to show them. No, really. It's not good.
So that's what's out there. That's what I've just recently discovered.
Well, you got to get it just to see what it's about.
I mean, I kind of
even
want
if you don't
it,
give
yeah.
it to her,
yeah.
you got to bring it up here.
Yeah, yeah. I think
we
I
should
will.
All be armed with these at all times.
The ultimate one, yeah.
It's a one-day delivery, so I will order it today, and maybe I'll have it by tomorrow's show.
We should all be wearing one strapped to a holster at our side up here at the ticket.
What is that? Oh, it's my ultimate fart blaster.
Wherever the musers go when we're in full uniform, we have a fart blaster on our belt.
We need a Dave Lane version.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, gross.
Man, don't mess with the musers. They're always armed with fart blasters.
Fart blasters. Did you guys show up at a remote with fart blasters set to smell?
The client has been complaining about it.
Could you keep them on banana smell?
Yeah, can why is compromise? That the option? Why is the second option banana smell?
All right, we got to have a good smell. How about banana? Yeah, kids love bananas. That's great.
Banana smell? I don't get that. Well, I am happy to report that some traditional toys, unlike the fart blaster, are still extremely popular. Like right now, our daughter's two favorite toys, probably, I think, are her Barbie and Legos.
Yeah. Boy, Legos have gone next level.
Legos could be considered the greatest toy of all time because of their staying power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the things you can build with them now are just... I think Derek Lively's into them.
Yeah, that's
see
right.
Some of the stuff that he's built? It's incredible.
Did you get her at least like differently abled Barbie or something where she's not pretty?
No,
Barbie?
Actually, the well...
The standard old pretty Barbie that impossible beauty standards?
Barbie.
Yeah, her grandmother, my wife's mother...
Car wreck Barbie.
Recovering from car wreck
Barbie. ICU Barbie?
They do. That's not that far-fetched from what they have now. But no, she's playing with my wife's old Barbies that she had when she was a kid.
Cool.
They've been passed down now. And it's funny to see all the clothes from, you know, that time period that they dress the Barbies in. It's real funny, the fashion, but
and that sounds like thrift store Barbie.
Yeah, exactly. A relative did give her another Barbie recently, but that's also the normal Barbie. But yeah, they've got all sorts of different Barbies, and the Legos are great for me to play with. I actually also don't mind dressing the Barbies, oddly. It's kind of interesting.
Okay.
Kind of like helping her with that. But also a lot of
guys could not handle Barbies.
No, not back then.
No,
always
taking a pen to them and
what?
Drawing. Your friends didn't do that.
What? No.
Thetfords were always into that. They had a little sister and they're always messing with the Barbie.
Just remember.
I guess it.
I mean, we did as young boys. We always took G.I. Joe and we had him date Barbie.
Mm hmm.
Mm hmm.
With both of their weird neutered parts.
Yeah, and you would position them.
Oh.
Yeah.
I hate people.
I know. I hate people, too. Maybe we'll do a longer segment. I didn't have time to get to all the other popular toys and some of the other toys that she's playing with, but it is a fascinating world made a little bit ickier with my discovery of the ultimate fart blaster.
Yeah, but it's the ultimate, though. It's the great thing. It's got lights.
I've just clicked on buy now, so I will have a fart blaster within 24 hours.
Heck yeah.